Lord, for helping me. Lord, if you've not done anything else for anybody this morning, you've helped me, and I thank you. And I praise you, and I appreciate it. And I'm probably the worst among us, no account, trifling, good for nothing. But boy, I sure appreciate your grace and mercy this morning. Help me preach now as you see fit, not as I want, but as you want. And Lord, I pray that you'll help our hearing. Lord, that we'll listen, that we'll not just hear the volume or the words, but we'll listen to what your word says. And we're going to thank you and praise you. Please touch me fresh of thy power. In Jesus' name, and amen. As we think about things that are different are not the same. Now listen carefully. Everyone is not saved. Everyone is not. Well, they're a good person. Everyone is not saved. You understand that? Oh, but yeah, but they're my dad or my... Everyone is not saved. Well, they're my children. Everyone is not saved. All right? Everyone will not be saved. Are you listening? Some will go to hell. Everyone is not saved. And everyone will not be saved. Right? Everyone can be saved. Everyone can be. And everyone won't be. And everyone is not. Okay? Everyone who says they're saved are not saved. Now, let me say that all again to make sure you understand. Everyone is not saved. You hear me? Everyone will not be saved. All right? Everyone can be saved. That's most wonderful. And everyone that says they're saved ain't saved. Right. That's just four hard sayings, but it's the truth. It's the truth. And the difference is because everyone don't know Jesus Christ. That's the difference. Church does not save you. Family heritage does not save you. Good works does not save you. Good intentions does not save you. Baptism does not save you. Communion don't save you. None of that saves you. You must be born again. Marvel not. Jesus said, marvel not. I said unto thee, ye must be born again. It matters not how long you've been in church. It matters not how many churches you've been a part of. It matters not whether you be a preacher, a teacher, a deacon, a trustee, a janitor, a singer, a musician. That has nothing to do with it. You must know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And if you know Him, there will be a relationship. Because you're different. And things that are different are not the same. When you come to Christ, you're lost. And you're bound in sin. And when you come to Christ in faith believing, He frees you. Not later on, but He frees you then completely. And you're not the same. Things that are different are not the same. When you kneel down in your heart, whether you're able to kneel down physically is not the problem, nor the point. But when you kneel in your heart, bow yourself down, humble yourself down before an Almighty God, and repent of your sins, placing your faith, trusting Christ as your Savior, He makes you different. And things that are different are not the same. You're not the same. You won't be the same. You can't be the same. Huh? Think about that. And that's just the way it is. But we're messed up in our thinking. We'll read you the scripture here in just a moment. But there's a lot of counterfeits. There's a lot of counterfeits in the world today. Well, we know there's counterfeit money. Every now and again, it'll be in a paper or on the news that there's some counterfeits running around. And what it is, it looks the same, it's passed off as the same, but it's not the same. Because it's a counterfeit. A counterfeit is worth nothing. You understand it? A counterfeit is worth nothing. And there's a lot of counterfeit. There's counterfeit money. There's counterfeit friends. Huh?
Yeah.
There's counterfeit spouses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody still listening?
Yeah.
There's counterfeit professing Christians. There's counterfeit preachers.
Yeah.
Huh? Worth nothing. Because they're fake. Fake money. Fake money does no one any good. It's like Monopoly money. Yeah, you can have a pocketful of it, but you can't buy nothing with it. It's fake. It's play money. You know, ain't nothing worse than having a fake friend. You know, it's bad to have a fake friend. Somebody that's your friend, they say that they're your friend, and then they stab you in the back. Huh? And if they don't stab you in the back, they'll stand there and let somebody else stab you in the back. Huh? Understand that you don't have to stab somebody in the back to be against them, but if you stand there and let somebody else stab you in the back, you're just as guilty as they are.
Yeah.
Huh? We still okay?
Yeah.
They're spouses as are fake as can be. Yeah. They stand before God, take vows, we're going to love for better or worse, but if you don't measure up, then they don't love you because they're fake. They're liars, they're fake. Huh? They say it's hard to have a fake spouse. Huh? Might as well carry one of them blow up dummies around. Mannequins. You know what? Go get you a mannequin at Penny's. Huh? Dress it the way you want to dress it. And, huh? In fact, you'll get more out of them. You do a lot of people, a lot of spouses. Huh? That not true? I mean, it's just bad to be fake. Just bad to be fake. There's a lot of people that sit in a pew and say they're a Christian, but the only thing you've got to go on is because they told you. Because nothing else about them ever shows it. There's no love for God. There's no love for His Word. There's no love for His house. There's no love for the brethren. There's no work for God. There's no work for the church. There's no work for nothing. There's no service. There's no praise. There's no worship. There's no concern. There's absolutely nothing. You say, well, you're saying there's works. No, I'm just saying that there's people that say they're Christian, but if they didn't tell you that they was, no one would ever know it. Because there's nothing shows it. You know? If I told you I liked food, do you have trouble believing it?
No.
I beat anorexia. I overcome anorexia. God just wants y'all to know that. About 280 pound worth. We all right? I don't have to even tell you that I like food. Right? It just shows. Right? But now, if I wasn't big around the broomhound, sickly, puny, and told you, man, I love to eat. You say, what? Then all right?
Yeah.
Can you be a fake eater? I'm telling you this morning, just because you say you're something does not mean you are. There ought to be some proof. Something ought to show. Something ought to show. I mean, personally, now, if you got this, this is your best. I mean, would you ever thought that I didn't like long hair? Would it ever occur to you that I didn't like long hair?
Yeah.
Now, if you like it, that's fine. I'm not even what I'm saying. But I don't. You know how come you know? Because I wear a flat top. Wait, everybody still okay?
Yeah.
See, you can tell.
Right. Yeah.
You can tell.
Yeah.
But you know, I can't tell that you're a Christian by looking at you. I can't tell you're a Christian by the things you do. Because sometimes there's fakes. Do you know the Bible warns us of wolves being in sheep's clothing? Is that not true? But you know he never warns us of sheep being in wolves' clothing. There's not no scripture that says a sheep shouldn't have on wolf's clothing. We still okay? Is everybody following me? We're just talking about counterfeit. We got to be careful of wolves in sheep's clothing pretending to be something that they're not. Because if can we bring it down to what my point is? You can't be a Christian. You've got to force yourself back in the world and you never fit again. You never fit again once you're out. You can try. You can participate. You can do everything, but it ain't the same. They don't want you around because they don't trust you. Huh? You're uncomfortable? Huh? You don't see too many hogs going to a barbecue. They don't fit there. They're not happy there no more. Yeah, they're not going to go there. I want you to understand that things that are different are not the same. That's the point. I'm going to try to bring this point home. We might preach it for 6-8 months. I don't know. There's so many things in the Bible. I want us to understand there's got to be a difference. There's got to be a difference. And it can't just be in one or two. But Jesus makes a difference. So let's read just a little bit of scripture. We okay? Everybody still? Let's look at Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, and we're going to start at verse 24, all right? Jesus is the one doing the preaching here, so we'll just read what he says, and that'll probably cover it all. I'll repeat what he says, I'm going to read it, then I'm going to repeat it, then we'll quit. Everybody listening?
Yes.
Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said to him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath the tares? He said unto them, an enemy had done this. The servants said unto him, will thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Now that's the parable that Jesus gave them. And he just told them simply, and we know the story. If you don't understand it, let me tell it to you right quick. Man goes out, he plows his ground, disc it up, sows good seed, goes to bed. Alright? It was not an abnormal happening because there was even a law against it that a neighbor who had something against this guy that plowed so good seed, would come and sow bad seed in his field while he was sleeping, so he wouldn't get the profit. So he would probably a chance of losing a property, and the neighbor could gain that property out of mishandling things. Y'all understand that? That's why he used this as an example. That was a normal thing. If people just that dirty to do that. All right. And the people asked him, said, well, what do? We go tear out the tares. He said, nah, leave them alone. Leave the tares there. The tares are tares, and leave them there. But when harvest time comes, then the reapers will know what to pull out. See, tares and wheat look the same. Tares and wheat are the same color, the same size, the same height, same kind of leaves. The only difference is the grain ain't no good in the tares. The grain's just good in the wheat. That's the only difference. That's the only difference. And only a keen eye could tell the difference. But when it's intertwined, we can't separate it. David Nix said something here the other day I seen. He said, he sent me something. And he said something about how many times we as preachers, we tear up a lot of wheat trying to get rid of the tares. When what we need to do is just go ahead and let the Lord handle the tares. And us make sure that we keep good seed in the ground for the wheat. All right? Everybody still okay with me? Does everybody understand what I'm preaching this morning? Now, the thought is things that are different are not the same. The tares and wheat might look the same, but they're not. They're not. But sometimes you'll not know till harvest time. Can I tell you this morning that there's going to be people in hell nobody allowed to ever go? There's going to be people in heaven and nobody allowed to ever be there. Do you know that? There's going to be people that you're going to look for in heaven and they're not going to be there. Because they was a tear. Huh? And there's going to be people in hell that may look around and say, why are you here? I thought you was. And they say, no, I was a tear. I was a tear. You know why? Because things that are different are not the same. Things that are different are not the same. See, society wants us to look on everybody's good. Well, ain't nobody good. Society says everybody's good. The Bible says nobody's good. Huh? Think about that. Now, we may all be religious. I believe every person's religious. Even atheists, as I've told you over and over, atheist people are religious. And all atheist people believe in God. Because without God, they can't be an atheist. You understand that? Without them believing that there's no God, they're saying there is a God, but I don't believe in Him. You understand? I'm from Winona, and I got that figured out. Huh? We okay? But let's look here. It ain't just what He said there. Let's look down in verse 36, and we're going to let Jesus explain exactly what He's saying here. It says, then Jesus sent the multitude away. We're in Matthew 13:36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went to the house, and His disciples came unto Him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. So Jesus explains what He told them. And He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as a sun in the kingdom of their Father, who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Pretty well cut and dried, ain't it? Just simple. Just a simple explanation. Huh? See, things that are different are just not the same. I'll give you a good example. Embry up there, Embry's an electrician. All right? But I do electrical work. Ain't the same, is it, Embry? Huh? It ain't the same. You're an electrician, I do electrical work. All right? Now, Roger Gregory there is a professional carpenter. Roger Gregory is a professional carpenter, concrete man. If it can be built, he's built it. If it needs built, he can build it.
Amen.
All right? But I do carpenter work.
Amen.
I'm not a carpenter. All right? But I do carpenter work. Huh? What was it, Donna, that Kenny Taylor told Boyd Rogers? It should be against the law for you to own a hammer. I'll be against the law. Yeah, you know people like that, don't you, Rod? But see, I can pretend I am. I got a nail apron. I got a good one. It's got all the pockets and everything in it. Place for two hammers. I can have a hammer in each hand. I got several tape lines. Brother Rick said I had more saws than anybody needs to have. Said, well, hey, you got more tools than anybody needs. That's what he told me the other day. I've got saws, I've got drills. But I ain't carpenter. But I can do carpenter work. I can get by. I keep water out. I keep some of the heat in. Huh? Can't keep the bugs out, but I can keep some of the heat in. Huh? But Roger's a carpenter. Now I can make things. I can get it in the coal, as the old saying was. I can put some wires together and little black tape, little twisty here and there, and I can get some power. I don't recommend you going around touching it. I don't recommend you going nose around where you ain't got no business nosing. There's liable to be something hot laying there that I ain't had time to put a wire cap on or something. I know it's hot. Don't you be nosing around. But I'm not an electrician. But people say, well, I wore it in my house. And then they say, well, I ain't sleeping in your house. You understand? See, things that are different are not the same. I'm not an electrician, although I might try to do so. I'm not a carpenter. Huh? And there's a lot of people sitting in a church house or that's walking around in the world today that say they're a Christian and there's nothing there. They're just a tear that's been sowed by the enemy that's in the world. And we can't do nothing about it. But the reapers will. But the reapers will. We still okay? So let's look real quick at the scripture here and we'll go home here. All right. When I look here in verse 37, Matthew 13:37, he said, he answered and said unto him, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. Well, we know that the one that sows the good seed is Christ. We know that. We know that. Verse 39 says, the enemy that sowed them is the devil. The enemy that sows the tares is the devil. So we see that. He that sowed the bad seed, Satan, right? You know, a lot of times we give more credit or do more for the enemy than we do the good one. Do you know that if somebody that says they're a Christian goes lives like the world, we take up for them and tell them they're weak. They're carnal. And we say, and you can read in Corinthians, and Corinthians people are proof that you can be carnal. So we give them an alibi. But if you find somebody who wants to be spiritual, they're a fanatic, and we're mad at them. We're messed up. Everybody follow me? See, get mad at me. Here, everybody ready? And we'll make you mad. The end of this month, you're going to dress your kids up in all kinds of costumes and celebrate Satan's Day called Halloween. Okay? That's what you're going to do. Well, we was wrong when we was kids. Our parents were wrong letting us dress up like goblins and skeletons and vampires, and it was wrong for us. It was wrong. It was wrong. And it's wrong today. But we'll do it, and we'll make sure we do it and give them all candy. We're going to do all of it. But we'll miss Sunday school. We'll celebrate Satan's Day, but miss Sunday school. Because 65 of you come for preaching, but you won't come to Sunday school. You know why? Because things that are different are just not the same. I told you I'm going to make you mad. Said, y'all's going to remember nothing I said today other than he knows there ain't nothing wrong with Halloween. We don't worship the devil. We just let the kids have fun. Well, won't take them down to mayor's place and let them have fun. Their tractor bar. Or maybe you do. I don't know. I'm not going to go down and put them on the float on St. Patrick's Day at the tractor bar. Nor am I going to go down to the vault and let them rope off and serve all the beer and take my young people down there either. Because things are different, ain't the same. You got to love me, Bible says so. I'm your brother, and if you can't love me, then the love of God's not in you. What the Bible said. We still okay? Yeah. I'm just getting a lot out of this verse about tares, wheat. I'm just getting a lot out of that thought. Things that are different, not to say, wait till I teach on the Bible. Wait till the Sunday. I ain't going to tell you when it's going to be. Wait till the Sunday when I rip all your other Bibles apart. Yeah. It's coming to a service near you. Okay. We all right? Then it says here in verse 38, it says the field is the world, not the church. We always put that to the church, but that ain't what it says. The field's the world. See, everybody is a part of this thing. You know, both seeds are sown. You know, we go to the same doctor, we breathe the same air, we drive down the same road, we work together. Think about that. We go to church together. All the seeds in mixed up. It's in the world, not just the church. Now it is in the church because we all go to church here. Save the lost people go to church. You know? But you know, again, the scripture don't say that the ministers transform themselves into darkness. It says that the devil transforms himself in angels of light. Because there's a difference in us. Because things that are different are not the same. Does everybody follow me?
Yes.
Talk to me now if you really understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
See, there's supposed to be a difference in us this morning. And you want to know whether or not you're saved. Is there a difference in you?
Amen.
Yeah, but mommy said, I don't care what mommy said. But daddy, I don't care what daddy said. But while I was baptized, it don't matter if you caught every crawdad in the creek. You've been in there so many times. That don't matter. Have you been born again? Have you been born again? Let's look on. Let's look on. We think about it. Does not the Bible say what it? 2 Corinthians chapter 6. That the righteous are not supposed to have ordeals with the unrighteous. Now that's not word by word. You know what fellowship had Belial with Christ? And y'all know the scripture I'm talking about. What, 2 Corinthians chapter 6? I don't know, 14, somewhere through there, 15, 16. Okay. There's a difference. But no, not today. Today, it appears that there's no difference.
That's right.
But there has to be. Because things that are different are not the same. See, after the wheat and the tares got high enough, they saw there was a difference. See, for a long time, we don't see there's a difference. But after a while, you start seeing the difference and you want to do something about it. But you can't. You can't. Because while we slept, the enemy had sowed stuff and it growed up. Does everybody follow me this morning? See, we get in church and everybody's okay and we love her. Then we start to notice and there's a difference. And ain't a thing we can do about it. We got to leave it to the Lord. You follow me? Let's look on. Now it says here in verse 38, we'll go back and say the good seed are the children of the kingdom. Let's just say they're saved people, okay? But the tares are the children of the wicked one. They be lost people. See, there's a difference. They ain't no middle ground. Saved or lost. Heaven or hell. Saved or lost. We okay? Saved or lost. Well, I'm a little bit saved. It's like being a little bit pregnant. You either are or you ain't. Right? Everybody understand that? Huh? We okay? Everybody still okay with me? Alright? The good seeds, the children of God, bad seeds, the children of the devil. They're not the children of a good person that may go to the devil. They're either a child of the Father or a child of the devil. We still okay? Trick or treat. Verse 29 says, there's a warning with this. It says, but he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. See, I can't throw you out of the church because you don't act saved. But I got to be careful putting you in a position because you act saved. There's just not much I can do. Huh? See, if I throw you out because you don't like saved, then I got to leave too. Can I say that again? If I throw you out because you don't like saved, I've got to leave too. So remember that when you look at your neighbor. When they don't like saved and you want them to stay home, then you go home with them. Everybody still okay? Because there's a warning. We can't mess with the tares because we're going to mess with the wheat. See, what's going to happen is that I might throw some of you moms or dads out, but I'm going to tear up your children. And your children saved. They even act like it. We still okay? I'm just trying to give us a thought this morning. I'm about done. All right. Now, the harvest is the end time. Look down at verse 41. It said, the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into the lake of fire. That's the end. That comes at the end, you know, people, when white throne judgment, he separates everything. Everything's separated there. We still okay? Verse 40. Talks about burned in a fire. Well, that's hell. Verse 30 says he's going to gather the wheat in the barn. That's heaven. How about that? We okay? I'm just wanting you to understand I see contrast here. I see heaven and hell. I see saved and lost. Because things that are different are not the same. There's a lot of difference. There's a difference in Christian activity. There's a Christian in demon activity. We still okay? Things that are different are not the same. Look at me. Cheryl, go to piano. Clark, get us just as I am without one plea. I want you to look at me this morning. I'm going to ask you, look at every one of you. Are you saved? I mean, Bible saved. Are you truly Bible saved? Huh? If you are, you can say just like Roger did. Amen. Are you saved? Are you saved? Are you Bible saved? Things that are different are not the same. Are you saved? Things that are different are not the same. Are you saved? Things that are different are not the same. Are you saved? Think about it. Father, your word is simple, cut and dried, in or out, up or down. Lord, I pray this morning you might speak to us and let us examine ourselves. Lord, you examine us of the Holy Spirit. Please convict us, reprove us, straighten us out. We need your help. And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. And amen.